الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah after surah Taha, in which we have taken the lesson that after the Bani Israel thought that they have come out from the biggest fitna, which was the fitna of Fir'aun, a regime, an empire of evil, that for so many years had forced them against the demands of their deen. Just when they thought they are out of the fitna, they fell into the biggest fitna, which was the fitna of Samiri. And from there we explain that in that similar manner, that after the Ummah, on the Mubarak blessed hands of Sayyiduna Al-Mahdi radiallahu an, will remove itself from the reins of tyranny of the oppressive regimes. And just when it is felt that now the fitna is over, and now Islam has risen and the flag of Islam is high in the world, then the world will witness the emergence of Dajjal, and the manner that he will come out and walk in the world, as Samiri brought the Bani Israel onto their feet, onto their heads in sajda in front of a cow, as he robbed them of their iman in a second, that which the tyranny of the empires could not do for years. Similarly, Dajjal, he will pull non-Muslim towards him, he will pull many Muslims towards him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us many a time after the salah, sometimes it would always be after the salah. There were certain times where after every salah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was found making dua for protection from the fitna of Dajjal. May Almighty Allah save us all. After Dajjal, then it will be the emergence of the Ya'juj Ma'juj. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come down, he will have the Dajjal killed. And after a short while, Almighty Allah will announce to him that now we are going to open any barrier that had up till now kept the Ya'juj Ma'juj back, had prevented them from falling upon the Muslim world. That barrier will now be lifted. Something will spark them all, and they will go wild falling onto the world, each one trying to get rule from himself. They will kill each other, they will kill believers, they will kill disbelievers. When the era of the Ya'juj Ma'juj comes to its end, the world as we know it today will not be there. Perhaps it will be a nuclear war that will be sparked at that time. Buildings will be brought to the ground. Technology, wherever it has risen till that moment, that will be the end. It will be a collapse. The only people who will survive this war of tyranny will be people who are high in mountains, people who are locked up in forts, and they will be very few. And even after that, those people, when they will come down from the mountains, whatever smell is in the world, perhaps it will be a toxic smell, perhaps it will be the smell from the bodies of the people, whatever it will be, it will cause their deaths also. One jamaat will remain after that, it is the jamaat with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One man amongst them will be told, if you can go down, and with a lot of dua you will start descending the mountain. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will hear of the condition of the world. He will make dua to Almighty Allah. The rains will come, very heavy rains. It will wipe away the traces of whatever toxic, whatever poison, whatever smell and dirt is left in the world. Birds will be sent to pick up the dead bodies. It will be thrown into the oceans. The rains will come. A different world will start. When Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend with the few people around him, it will be quite similar to how when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam descended after the floods. And a new world will start. And this new world will now take the world close into the hands of Qiyamah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ The next surah starts. It is called Suratul Anbiya. The beginning of the surah is that the hisab, the reckoning has now come close. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ But amazing, man is still ignorant. Man is still in his ghaflat, in his ignorance. He is turning away from the reality. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ Every new reminder comes to man from Almighty Allah. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ They hear the reminder, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ But they continue playing. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts are just used to playing. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ Majority of the world are in their dalala. They are astray. They're only interested in the attractions of the world. And then there is another group of evil. They make their plans, their conspiracies. They start speaking amongst each other that this individual who has come with a message, meaning the Nabi of the time, he is not but a man like you. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ And loudly they say to the people, are you going to go to his magic? وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ In reality, they are the only ones making magic. But they would call everyone around them magicians to keep the people. Suratul Anbiya, if one wants to, he can call it perhaps a crux. Just before you reach the end of a chapter, you normally make a summary of what happened up till now. The summary will be from the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came, the different door that was found in the era of that Nabi, the different rung, the different color. In the surah, Almighty Allah in detail speaks about each Nabi. He mentions a certain trait that was found in the era of that Nabi. Before that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ That before you, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we had not sent before you except that they were also men like you. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ Revelation came to them. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ They were not angels. We did not give them bodies that was not going to eat. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ They were not going to live forever and ever. They were also going to pass away. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also going to pass away. This world is for a few days. This world is an exam. And every group in this world gives a small manzar, a small reflection of what Qiyamah will come. Almighty Allah says, وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ How many villages history has already seen. كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً They were also oppressive in nature. They also felt our time will never come to an end. Either the village was destroyed or the people in the village was destroyed. At times it was the village that had to go. وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ New people would be brought. The entire village was brought to his ground. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا When they would perceive that the punishment is coming, they would start running. إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُدُونَ It would be said to them, where are you running now? لَا تَرْكُدُوا Do not even think of running. Rather, why don't you go back to your enjoyments? وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ وَمَسَاكِنُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ Man enjoyed his house so much, but now he is running from that house. These nations that came in the past, each one of them gave a glimpse what the day of Qiyamah will be like, where man starts running from what he loved, for what he sacrificed for what he gave his heart. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا On that day people will scream, and they will say, indeed we were oppressors, we oppressed others. Actually, we oppressed ourselves. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ And that would remain their call until we would make them حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ Like that crop which has been cut. Everything is brought to the ground. There is nothing but dirt that is blowing from side to side. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضِ Almighty Allah says, how come they could never understand? How come we cannot understand that Almighty Allah has not created the heavens and the earth? And whatever is between everything, لَاعِبِينَ Just to play some game. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوَى Had we intended to play some game, had we intended to have a bit of amusement, لَتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا Almighty Allah says, we have enough by our side to amuse us. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ Rather, the summary of this entire world was, that with the truth, we were going to continue crushing against batil. There was going to be a continuous battle between haqq and batil, between spirituality and materialism, between ruhaniyat and madiyat. فَيَدْمَهُهُ And haqq would always destroy the batil. فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ O people,
who have attributed to Almighty Allah things which Almighty Allah does not have, indeed for you will be nothing but destruction. Discussing the different Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam that came throughout the nations, Allah tabarak ta'ala starts with, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانِ. Because Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam would feature the most amongst the Bani Israel. He was the one that took them out of the clutches of Firaun. He brought to them the Torah, so they would be reminded. Indeed, we had given Musa and Harun al-Furqan, a unique book, which was a guide between Haqq and Batil. وَضِيَاءً, a light. وَذِكْرًا, a message. لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for the people who fear. الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who fear Almighty Allah when no one is around them. They remember Allah is looking. وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ, and they have the fear of the day of Qiyamah. This is the surah اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ. The other relationship that the Bani Israel would enjoy was their relationship to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Almighty Allah speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam in detail. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, how we guided him, how we placed within his mind and understanding that he was able to say to his father and his nation, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلِ, what are all these customs that you are in? What are all these idols, these statues? أَلَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ, I find you all sitting around as though you all are making itikaf. They would say, our forefathers would do this. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, but what if your forefathers were also in error? They would become angry with him. Finally, a mighty fire would be prepared for Ibrahim alayhi salam. They would say, harriquhu, burn him. Wansuru alihatukum, help your deities, help your nation, help your way, help your aqeedah. Qulna ya narukuni bardan, whatever they would say, Almighty Allah said, we said to the fire, become cool. Wasalaman, and a place of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was meant for them as a fire became for him the garden. Wa aradu bihi kaidan, they intended evil. Faj'alna humul akhsarin, but we knocked them over. They were the ones that lost out. We saved him. Walutan ila al-ardi allati barakna fiha, he and his nephew were sent now to a land of barakat, meaning the lands of Sham. Upon reaching there, Allah tabarak ta'ala would bless Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلًا. It was the beginning of a revolution. This world was going to see many revolutions of Islam. This was a time when Namrud had established his power in the entire world. Wherever his eye would fall under his rule. No one thought anyone could stand up. It was Ibrahim alayhi salam who would create a revolution. Deen would start spreading. From the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam would come Ishaq alayhi salam. His son will be Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, who would be known as Israel. From him would come the Bani Israel, Yusuf alayhi salam and his many brothers, and how many Anbiya alayhim as-salam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, we made all of them guides for the people. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ, we taught them, we revealed to them what actions are supposed to be done. The performance of salah started in the world. The giving of zakah started in the world. Indeed, they were our truthful servants. وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, Nabi Lut alayhi salam was sent to another group. This group was deep in their filthy carnal desires of man and man. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ, indeed, they were a very filthy nation. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا, but their filth could not harm the protected Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. We destroyed all of them and we entered him into our mercy. Going back much long before this, a revolution that the world saw, the revolution of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, where the Banu Israel and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are all known as the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The whole world is known as the children of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. He was known as the second Adam. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى, remember Nuh alayhi salam, when he called before this, he made a dua, we accepted his dua. We saved him and his family from a great difficulty that he was going through. 950 years and the nation was not prepared to listen. وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, we protected them and helped him against a nation who did not believe in him. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ, they were indeed most evil. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. How we destroyed all of them. Amazing is the summary of Quran, taking us right from the beginning of times, Nuh alayhi salam, and the floods of Nuh alayhi salam, the destruction of a nation, Namrud standing up with all his power, Ibrahim alayhi salam standing up against Namrud. How revolution would start on the hands of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That revolution would then blow, it would reach its peak in what was known as the golden era of the Bani Israel, the era of Dawood alayhi salam. وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ. Then come into the era where Dawood alayhi salam is the king, he is the mighty judge, Sulaiman alayhi salam is his son. Dawood alayhi salam would be passing verdicts, unique rulings, each ruling in itself had so much of fiqh in it. Sulaiman alayhi salam at times would come to his father and say, oh my father, perhaps there can be an even better ruling like this than this year. Almighty Allah makes indication. It was a golden era for the Bani Israel. Before this era, they could not even practice on the basics of their deen. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala then brought them into a golden era where the delicate issues, the small, the fine print of their deen, this is a ruling which is correct. This is another ruling which is even better than the first ruling. The Bani Israel were going to enjoy all of this year. They would see the time of Dawood alayhi salam, aided with Sulaiman alayhi salam. In war they were masters. In passing judgment they were masters. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ يُسَبِّحْنَ وَطَيْرِ. They would see such an era that as Dawood alayhi salam would sit down to make the dhikr of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah says, we made the mountains subservient to him. They would also engage in the dhikr of Allah with him. The birds would engage with him. When he would sit down to prepare his army, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ. We taught him the making of a unique type of armor. It was not known to the world at that time how the rings would be placed. لِتُحْصِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْسِكُمْ. With that armor, the armies of Dawood alayhi salam would be able to penetrate deep into the enemy lands. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was to get even more power than that. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحِ. For Sulaiman alayhi salam, for his father it was the mountains and the birds. Now it was the wind. عَاصِفَةً. The fast winds. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ. It would move on his command. It would take him to the land in which we had placed barakat, meaning the lands of Sham. Sulaiman alayhi salam with the winds would move through his empire. وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَالِمِينَ. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Power over the winds. Power over the jinnat. The most evil of the jinnat. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ. You would find the shayateen. مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ. They were diving for him. And they were doing many other works for him. They were not happy about it at all. But وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ. They were under our eye. They could not move away from the command of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. The golden era. Shukr was at its peak in the time of Dawood alayhi salam, enjoying the favors of Almighty Allah. For which reason Almighty Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. That indeed, to be a king also and a Nabi of Almighty Allah, shukr had reached his peak. Kamal in shukr. And if you wanted to see kamal in sabr, then there was Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. Remember Ayyub alayhi salam when he called unto his Rabb, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ. Oh Allah, great difficulty has come unto me. That was his exam. It was the imtihan of sabr. In the summary of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, Almighty Allah showed us the history of the world. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam went through a very great difficulty which afflicted his wealth, his family, his body. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. But we would accept finally his dua. فَكَشَفْنَا بِمَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. Whatever difficulty he had seen would be removed. وَآتَيْنَاهُ. His family would be brought back. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. Double that amount would be given to him. All this was through our mercy. وَذِكْرَى. And a message to the entire world of the slaves of Almighty Allah that so many nations had passed. In every era, it was the selected servants of Almighty Allah that always came out on top, and the enemy were always destroyed. There was وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَلْكِفْلِ كُلٌّ مِّنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. All of them were unique in the sabr. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ. All of them we entered into our mercy. إِنَّهُمْ مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Indeed, they were extremely pious. Then there was Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُهَاضِبًا. Enter into his era, and you will see him leaving his people, angry that why are they not ready to listen. But he left it just before the command of Almighty Allah came. فَظَنَّ أَلَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. He did not think that we will make matters difficult for him. He did not think that we will become angry. It wasn't a sin that he had done. It was just something that his mind never went to. Perhaps I must wait for Almighty Allah's command to go before going myself. He understood the punishment is coming. On a boat, he finds that the boat is not moving. There's a chance of it collapsing, the people sinking. He understands, I have done something which has made my Allah upset with me. He jumps off the boat. A fish is sent, a whale perhaps, whatever it was, to take him in its belly. It is commanded, you may not break any bone of his. You must not harm him, you must just keep him in a cage. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. In that darkness, in a place where whoever would have thought man can come out from a jail like this. Even if you escape from the belly of the whale, in the bottom of the ocean, that itself is death. But in that darknesses, he would teach the world that لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. The dhikr of Allah helps above the waters. The dhikr of Allah helps when one is inside the waters. The dhikr of Almighty Allah must be done when people are in ease. The dhikr of Allah will be done when people are in difficulty. He starts crying, La ilaha, O Allah, besides you, there is none. Indeed, you are pure. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If there is any fault, it is from my side. Indeed, I am the oppressor. Fastajabna lah. We listen to his cry. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We took him out of that difficulty. Then we went to the time close to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, coming close to the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَزَكَرِيَا. You would find Zakariya alayhi salam, وَدَّ بَنِي Israel, in an old age, wondering that after I pass away, who will be the next Nabi that will guide? He makes a dua to his Allah. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. O Allah, do not let me be left alone. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Indeed, I know that you are the best, that everyone has to one day go. It will only be Allah that is left. But still, O Allah, if you can give me someone in my progeny, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. How we would listen to his dua. He also was amazed how the dua got accepted. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. We would give him a gift, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَ. His wife would be made correct. His wife would be made healthy again. She would be made fit to be able to give birth. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا. Indeed, all of these people, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to run towards good actions. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. With fear and in hope, they used to call upon to us. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They had great fear for Almighty Allah. وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. Then there was that unique girl, Nabi Maryam radiyallahu anha, the mother of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. We sent to her a gift that she was going to now fall pregnant. We blew in her the soul of her child. There was no need for first a man to have any relationship contact with her. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبْنَهَا. We were going to make her and her son آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a sign for mankind. إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. This is your nation that has passed from the beginning of times until the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah made what a summary. These were those people who stood out in every era. As though we entered every era, it was a summary of the tariq of mankind, the selected servants of Almighty Allah, the different conditions, the different colors, the different rungs during the era, but how each one of them had one desire, to live in the happiness of Allah, to die in the happiness of Allah. Almighty Allah says, this is your nation, ummata wahida. They were all on the same principle, they were all walking the same path. Wa ana rabbukum. And indeed, I am the Rabb of all of y'all, so worship none but me. وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ. They were those who were not ready to walk on this path. They wanted to cut away. They cut the matter amongst themselves. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, everyone is coming back to Almighty Allah. That is what is the beginning of the surah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. In front of Allah, whoever had done any good, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ with the quality of iman, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ He will not find his efforts in waste. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ Everything is being recorded. One chance we have in this world. وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرِيَةٍ أَهْلَكَنَاهَا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ Any nation that has been destroyed, they had their one chance. There is going to be no second chance. No one is going to come back. And the system will continue until حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ Until the world will see the surge of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, which will be shortly after the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam in the world. And as we explained at the beginning, with them, this world will be brought to what it was once upon a time, perhaps in the time when Nuh alayhi salam came down from the mountains. وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبِي يَنْسِلُونَ You will find them coming from every high area, meaning falling upon the world, falling upon civilization. وَقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقُّ The final, that promise, the promise hour is now very, very close. فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ Now the people, you will find their eyes, there is no blink left in the eye. The people of Kufr, they will just be staring. يَا وَيْلَنَا That's when they will say, قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا We were oblivious of this. بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ No, actually we knew about it, but we oppressed ourselves. And we acted as though we did not know. إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ You and whatever you worshipped, it will be nothing but fuel for the fire of Jahannam. أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ You will be now entering into this fire. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى Almighty Allah speaks about, as for those people who a decision of good had passed from Almighty Allah, they will be kept far from the fire of Jahannam. Almighty Allah make us all from that group. لا يسمعون حسيسها They will not hear a sound from the fire of Jahannam. They will not hear the screams of Jahannam, the roar of Jahannam. The one roar itself will be a punishment. Forget being in the fire. Almighty Allah will keep them far. May Allah keep us all far. وهم في مشتهت أنفسهم They will be living forever in a condition where they will find whatever they desire. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر The greatest fear that will cover mankind will not afflict them at all. وتتلقاهم الملائكة The angels will come to make salam to them, saying to them, هذا يومكم الذي This is the day which you were promised and for which you worked for. This is a summary of the entire world. From Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam as he started his da'wah until the coming The second coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the surah has summarized, has taken us into the life of many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We saw their door, we saw their error, we understood some went through difficult times, but how they made shukr, some made an error, how they cried unto Almighty Allah, some were enjoying the favors of Allah, how they made the shukr of Almighty Allah. Each one of them was unique. Unique in what? In their submission. And in their servitude, in their ibadat to Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah allow us all to tread in their path. The end of the surah, Almighty Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ It was written in the Torah. After the Torah, even in the Zabur, this was written, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ That this land, it will be our selected servants who will finally be The only people left on this land. When Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down from that mountain with his selected group, this will be that ayat which will now reach ala wajhil atam on a complete manner, the perfection of its meaning, that our selected servants will one day be the only ones left in this land. Inna fi hadha labalaghal liqawmin abideen. Indeed in this is a very big message For all the worshippers of Almighty Allah, that so many came in the past. Enemies, no matter how strong they were destroyed. And a day is coming where they will cry. As for the selected of Almighty Allah, where they were seeing days of shukr, or they had to see days of sabr, where they were seeing difficult times, or they were waiting, hoping for a child to be born, whatever their condition was, how they remained obedient to Almighty Allah, how they shone during the errors, And they will shine again on the day of Qiyamah and forever after. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ Saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And we have not sent you except now as a mercy for the rest of the world, for the entire world. Qul, say to the world, innama yuha ilayya, that this revelation has come to me. This is the same message brought by every Nabi from the beginning of times right till the ending. Annama ilahukum ilahu wahid, that your Allah, your ilah, your deity is only one. Fahal antum muslimun, what, are you still not ready to submit? May Almighty Allah allow us all to become the people who submit. Fa'in tawallaw, faqul aadhantukum ala sawa, if they are still stubborn, if they do not wish to listen, then say to them, I am giving all of you all a warning. What is the warning? That the day is very close. When will it happen? Wa in adri, I am not sure. Aqareebun am ba'eedu ma tu'adun, whether it'll be a few days or after a couple of years. Innahu ya'lamu al-jahra min al-qawl, it is Allah who knows everything. He knows what is loud in the world. He knows what you keep hidden, what you say in privacy. Wa in adri, and he says, perhaps Almighty Allah has delayed it a little. Perhaps that day is not coming so fast. Why? La'allahu fitnatul lakum, perhaps in the delay of that day, there's another test for you. Wa mata'un ila heen, or perhaps it is Almighty Allah is giving you a few more days of grace. Perhaps your life will change. Qala rabbihkum bilhaq, wa rabbuna arrahmanul musta'an ala ma tasifun. And the Nabi of Allah would end by saying, Rabbi, O Allah, uhkum bilhaqi, you make the final decision. This world has come very, very close to its ending. Very soon, who knows whether with our own eyes, we will see a new era. We will see the era of the coming of Sayyiduna al-Mahdi. Perhaps we might see the difficult and disastrous era of Dajjal. Then perhaps we might see the most blessed and Mubarak era of the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Perhaps we or our progeny might see the most disastrous era of the surge of the Yajuj Majuj. Perhaps they or their progeny will see the most blessed era when Nabi Isa alayhi salam will now come down from the mountain, Mount Tur, and this world will be only the selected servants of Almighty Allah, nothing else left in this world. Perhaps they or their progeny will then see that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam being buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the pages will just start flipping very, very quickly towards the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and then all of us will have to stand in front of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah, allow us to prepare from now for that day. There is not much time left. Wa rabbuna ar-rahmanul musta'an, it is our Allah who is the most kind and merciful. It is from Him that we take help. Ala ma tasifun, against all the lies, against all the fitan, against all the trials that the evil shayateen and the agents of the shayateen have laid around to grab the people of Iman. We ask Almighty Allah to protect us all. We ask Almighty Allah to enter us all in His mercy, in His rahmah, like how He entered the selected servants of His in the past, how He protected them from the evil of the era. We ask Almighty Allah to protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.